What's going on, hockey fans? Welcome to another episode of Full Press Panthers. I'm your host, Arthur Hurst, and today we are going to recap this overtime thriller between the Florida Panthers and the Ottawa Senators. The Senators were the opposition and the visitors in this game. Amaranth Bank Arena sold out as usual. And the Panthers took down the Senators the first time both of these teams played. It was a shutout victory in Ottawa for the Panthers, 5-0. And in this one, it came down to the wire, and Anton Lundell, he came through in the clutch. Made one of the prettiest goals, without a doubt, of his career at the 1:36 mark of the overtime period. Helped his team win this game. And not only that, he helped his team get back in the first place of the Atlantic Division. The Panthers have won 6 straight and 10 in their last 11 games. They are now 37-15-4 on the season and 17-8-2 on at the crib. Do a very good job of protecting their home ice. And it wasn't a perfect game, but they did what they needed to do in order to get this W. Let's go ahead and dive into the action of this game. Aaron Ekblad, he started things off just 19 seconds into the first period. Remember, he missed the last game due to a lower body injury, but it didn't matter because he looked like he'd been there the entire time. Put the Panthers up 1-0 when he got into the right circle, took a pass from Carter Verhaeghe, and got the shot past Jonas Korpisalo. His goal was the second fastest score by a defenseman to begin a game in franchise history. And then with a little under 7 minutes left in the first period, Sergei Bobrovsky, he stopped Brady Tkachuk's attempt on a breakaway. And you may recognize that last name. That's the brother of Matthew Tkachuk. And it was Bobrovsky and Brady Tkachuk who went at it later on in the game. But we'll talk about that when we get there. Soon after that, the Panthers were able to hold Ottawa's power play to just 2 shots. And again, this team has been great on the penalty kill all year, and to be able to just hold them to 2 shots is ridiculous. It talks about how great their defense is when it comes to that, right? That's something that you prep for, and their communication of that is always perfect. And Bobrovsky, again, came up in the clutch when he was able to deny Shane Pinto on a shot from the left circle on a 2-on-1 rush right before the midway point of the second period. Per naturalstattrick.com, he had 9 high danger saves in this game. He ended up finishing with 28 saves. He ranks 3rd in the NHL with 28 wins. And so far, he's just been on a tear, a 7-game winning streak. He hasn't surrendered more than 2 goals in any of those starts. Bobrovsky, man, that's what he does, right? That's exactly what he does. He comes to play, he plays his tails off, he protects that net with everything that he's got and more. And tonight, they really needed it out of him. Brandon Montour, he was able to double the lead for the Panthers at the 17:01 mark. When he had one attempt, got past Korpisalo's blocker, and on the second attempt, he was able to get it to go. Korpisalo, he didn't have himself that bad of a game either. He played really good defense and goaltended for the Senators the way he needed to. Montour, he has scored in each of his last 2 games, so there's another man that's right now stepping up for this team in a positive way. But Thomas Chabot, he was like, nah, listen, we're not going away so fast. The first time y'all beat us, it was at our crib, right, in a shutout win. And so now we're not about to lose and go out like we did the last time we played you guys. He made it 2-1 at the 5:36 mark, fired a shot past Bobrovsky's glove. He threw off Dmitry Kulikov. He gave him a little bit of a hip check, but it didn't matter. It didn't do a whole lot to him because he still got that go. And then Tim Stützle, he was able to tie the game at the 8:46 mark with just a little bit over 3 minutes left. And now we've got a tie game at Amaranth Bank Arena. It's like, oh no, like we were just doing good, right? We were just up 2-0 and now it's 2-2. What is going on? And who else but Anton Lundell coming to save the day. Got a pass for Matthew Tkachuk, who has been playing very good hockey ever since January 1st. It feels like we've recapped that and said something about Tkachuk ever since that first episode of this year. And in this one, he was able to get the assist. Lundell, he carried the puck into the bottom left, the left circle, fired a shot, passed Korpisalo, and got the 3-2 win. For the 22-year-old former first-round pick, this overtime goal was the first of his career. So, kudos to Lundell doing what he needed to do. Got that clutch goal right there. And, again, was able to lift his team to a 3-2 victory over the Senators at home. Looking at the stats of this game, both teams were really aggressive on goal, but the Panthers was able to win the shot battle and this one and the hit one. 34 shots to the Senators, 30. 30 hits to the Senators, 31. The faceoffs, we know that's something that the Panthers love to do. This time, they lost. The Senators beat them 34-27 in that category. The Panthers had 3 power play opportunities to the Senators, 2. The Senators had 3 penalties to the Panthers, 2. And the Senators have 4 takeaways and 11 giveaways to the Panthers, 5 takeaways and 11 giveaways. Some more stats to look at for this game. Ryan Lomberg recorded 2 hits. Aaron Ekblad and Sam Reinhart each blocked 2 shots. Think about that, right? On this winning streak that they've had and how they're playing so good, we haven't seen Sam Reinhart's name a whole lot. Which means something that I've said over and over this season is being proven true. When those role guys and everybody just plays their role, this team has a whole lot of success. You don't need Sam Reinhart to go out there and play, you know, his all-star caliber level every single night. Because the defense is already worried about him so much, he has other guys who can somehow, some way get the puck into the net. Brandon Montour has logged 5 points, 2 goals, and 3 assists over his last 2 games. Matthew Tkachuk has earned at least 1 point in 20 of his last 22 games. That's another guy who's stepped up tremendously so far this season. Tkachuk just doing everything he needs to do. The Panthers led 64-41 in shot attempts at the 5-on-5 attempt. You know that's going to happen. They're always going to be aggressive. It doesn't matter who they play. You know they're going. You're going to get an aggressive Panthers offense all the time. And the Panthers have held the Senators to just 2 goals in their 2 meetings this season. That just means that this team has played tremendous defense every single time. Now let's hear from the players and their head coach. Head coach Paul Maurice said, "We found a way to win the game when things were not easy for us. Our goaltender was very good. There was a play late in the third when Anton really, really back-checked hard. It won't get noticed, but he killed the play in the corner and then broke the thing out. That's why he went over the boards in overtime." Sometimes you have those moments in the game where it won't show up in the stat sheet, right? But it'll show on film, without a doubt. And in this one, it most definitely did. He made the play that he needed to make in order to get the winning goal. Anton Lundell, he said, "You need to earn it. You try to do everything you can well during the whole game so you show them you're good in that game. And you earn that opportunity to go out in overtime." And that's exactly what happened. They let him do what he needed to do. You've proven yourself. You play your role. All right, now go get us the win. Nobody was like, "Hey, do what you got to do," right? And the defense was playing pretty well in this game where it's like, "Hey, we got your back without a doubt." Brandon Montour, he said, "Just keep getting ready, focus on our strengths. Again, we were in these other teams' positions, chasing again to the playoffs and playing our best hockey down the stretch." Yeah, man, it's all about being comfortable. And this is the perfect time, right? It was a little bit rocky. They lost those first 2 or 3 games coming out of All-Star break, and it was like, okay. But they righted the ship immediately. It was quick. There was no, they righted the ship the way they needed to right it. And then Aaron Ekblad, to finish things off, he said a 3-2 win. You could probably script it a better way than the way it happened, but that's the kind of muck that we want to be in. For sure, right? Especially, again, things were getting chippy. And down the wire in regulation, Sergei Bobrovsky and Brady Tkachuk, they went at it. The whistle was blown dead. It blew the play dead, right? When the Senators had a opportunity to tie the game up, Tkachuk was still trying to, I don't know what he was doing. I guess he didn't hear the whistle. He was still being a little bit chippy, trying to get the puck in the net. And then Bobrovsky's like, listen, man, that's not going to fly, right? You're getting pulled away, but nah, I'm going to still put these paws on you real quick. I don't care if your brother is my teammate and my very dear friend. I'm going to kick your butt out here on this ice. And that's exactly what he did. And kudos to Bobrovsky for standing up for himself and standing on business. Now, after this game, the Cats will be going out of town for just one game against the Carolina Hurricanes at PNC Arena on Thursday at 7 Eastern. The second of the three meetings between these two Eastern Conference teams, the Panthers cruise to a 5-2 win over the Hurricanes in their first matchup on November 10th at the Crib. So let's see what happens. Let's see if we can continue going upwards and onwards and keep, you know, that number one spot. That's beautiful, right? That's the ultimate home court advantage, and that's something that you want. But, yeah, let's just keep getting better every game, right? That's the most important thing. Tune in, though, for the next episode of Full Press Panthers. I'm your host, Arthur Hurst. I'm signing off.